Given all that, there's obviously then a lot of electronic gear on the bus already. What are the possibilities of retrofitting the bus and the line to provide a Wi-Fi or other wireless service within the bus so that the commuters, and we haven't talked much about that, we're going to sort of wrap up with that, the demographics of who's going to be using this, to provide a Wi-Fi service for people within the bus so they can get some work done on their laptop computers?
It's an interesting, fascinating question, and I know that it's been under discussion by several people within Los Angeles as well as others in the industry.
Okay.
For precisely the reasons that you're talking about. That is to say, let's get the busy executive out of his BMW
right.
and on transit and let him work.
Or her, of course.
On board.
Right,
that's
him
exactly
or her.
Right.
Work. And in fact, where are those discussions now, would you say?
Well, I would say they're pretty far along because, let's face it, the technology is not that difficult.
Right.
I mean, it's a basically an extra dimension of things that already go on in the bus. That is to say, there is wireless monitoring available on vehicles in the industry now. There is communications with the bus's depot. There are communications with the bus in case of emergency. We do have onboard video surveillance, not only of these buses, but on the rest of the buses that have been ordered in Los Angeles.
Does that online video surveillance go back through wireless means to the headquarters?
I don't know if these vehicles will be equipped so equipped, but it is technically possible.
And
is available
in
the industry.
Yeah, and you know, of course, that the Mayor Hunt has just made a proposal, a request for information, in fact, about how to use the hundreds of thousands of streetlights and tens of thousands of traffic lights in Los Angeles for wireless communication. I don't know if you know about that, but he's...
No, I didn't know about that. But, I mean, again, all of this, you know, is because there is a standard, 802, you know, 11, now G,
right.
For Wi-Fi, the fact that there is an open architecture for Wi-Fi standard...
Right.
It just makes it that much easier to layer on the kinds of services that we've been talking about.
So, in fact, given an appropriate technology to hand off the provisioning of the Wi-Fi in the bus from stationary transceivers along the route, it would be relatively easy to put a Wi-Fi transponder in the bus, and it would essentially be a rolling Starbucks. And you would have that access within the bus.
Yes.
Has that been proposed either as an added revenue enhancement for the MTA or as an inducement that would be available for free, and you'd end up getting people who could who would want to ride the bus all day just to access the Wi-Fi?
More the latter than the former.
Okay.
More an inducement to a free inducement, a loss leader, if you will,
right.
to entice ridership.
Okay.